Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, divine, all blessed peace and
love, joy, and prosperity, unity, and community. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Thursday, February 17th, 2011. And indeed, I am with you and for you in all your endeavors as I broadcast now to you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the Warning Temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Mecca in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me each and every working weekday here at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio for Divine Affirmation and Meditation, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, Revelation and Manifestation. And my live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on my telephone keypad. This will, on your telephone keypad, this will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you if time and spirit do allow. Please do be patient with me. I am manning switchboards and doing the show by myself, and I will attend to you accordingly. My website, where I can be reached, you live in various means, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of wisdom and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, astrologers, numerologists, practitioners who can be located in my various Keen virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince Keen groups. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. And also remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, respectively, Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber of my website. Brother Majadi Baruti and Uche Ministries can be found via the King's Chamber of my website. You will also find the True Terrorist, Queen Ifama, serving nothing but the butt naked truth here on Blog Talk Radio via her archive radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And Priestess Gogo Nana Alana Omari, Authentic Sangoma, you can locate her, Goddess Lovelight, via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And do remember that we are constantly upgrading and adding and changing. So please do visit frequently and often. And always feel free to leave a comment in my guest book, my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, please recognize the many qualified practitioners, Pan-African, world, spiritual, religious, magical practitioners, who can be located in one convenient place, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I will be forward momentarily with the astrological weather, affirmation and meditation, revelation and manifestation, and of course, divine unity and community. All is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. I will be forward momentarily.
Hey, hey, Ellie, my Esco, me have to come back again with the new style. Le, 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 le.
Iyawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You see, iyawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. He do me. Hey, hey. Like say I don't take a low. They give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make I feel you. Make you feel me. Why one, dance, dance at the club, hey, hey. Baby girl, can I have your number? Come on, show that tap for me. Yeah, woman.
Mama, not me and you, not today. Mama, just your love, I got it. Just your mama, just my dad.
From Nigeria. He has woken me up before 6 a.m. 2 days in a row, so I'm only assuming that he's going to have some new music coming through in the next few days. Again, that's Elimize from Nigeria. That was Elimize TT. And again, I want to welcome each and every one of you humbly, welcome you respectfully, for your divinity and your presence here with us, Kalahat Candeleo Fire Witch. I'm like you too, Olivia Lashley, Queen Bee One, Spiritualist Catherine. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for your divine being and presence. Of course, Goddess Mother of Alicia, also Erica 678. I am humbly thankful and grateful for your being with us on the phone lines. And, of course, those of you who are listening via the remote players at various points on the net, on the Internet. And I'm going to take the time also to remind you, if you haven't done so, to click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player, mark us as a favorite, mark this episode as a favorite. This will, of course, give you prior knowledge to upcoming shows, show guests, special topics, and my occasional blog post here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, interesting upcoming events, both here locally in New Orleans as well as nationally. Also, continue to show your support by visiting and investigating the advertisements that Blog Talk Radio placed on the page. It is a way, as you know, of showing your support for the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Lou Central. Of course, Thai Potions here on Blog Talk Radio for the Power Lunch each and every day at U.S. Central Standard Time, 12 noon. So please take the time to do that. We greatly appreciate it. And, of course, continue to utilize King, my preferred site, www.keen.com/divine+prince. There's been some changes there. I would like you to continue to visit and, of course, visit and support the virtual temple groups and the many practitioners within those groups. Today, we reaffirm is February 17, 2011, and we are sharing in Aquarius sun in the 12th house. The moon in Leo in the 5th house, Mercury in Aquarius in the 12th house, Venus in Capricorn in the 10th house, Mars in Aquarius in the 12th house, Jupiter in Aries in the 1st house, Saturn in Libra in the 7th house, Uranus in Pisces in the 1st house, Neptune in Aquarius in the 12th house, and Pluto in Capricorn in the 10th house. And the image that was presented to me today was a flag, if you will, just a basic flag sort of blowing in the wind. And we often attach many layers of symbolism two flags, the color of the flag, the symbolism or design of the flag, you know, what's printed on the flag itself, and where it's being displayed. And even the style, you know, we have half masts. And so we look at this as a symbol of communication. And it's actually an ancient symbol of communication. Many of you know we utilize flags in voodoo. Also, many of the Orisha past operate with flags and what are known as Orisha throws or royal throw, if you will. It's a type of covering that is laid across the shoulders of someone receiving some level of respect or office in many of the traditional societies, but you can also find it present in many of the initiatory processes, the usage of these flags, if you will, of these throws. And again, they often symbolize something much deeper than what's apparent, than what is on the surface. And for those of you who are with me Monday, you know my theme has sort of been around language this week, language, what we say and how we say it, and the various manners in which we say it, and it ultimately being the seed work for our demonstration, if you will, for our ultimate manifestation. I don't know if many of you had the opportunity to watch Oprah yesterday. I typically don't watch Oprah. I only watched it because of the announcement that I received earlier in the day from Iyanla Berenzant that she would be on the show and that they would be healing, if you will, reuniting their connection. So I was very interested in the show. I wanted to kind of see how that was going to play out. I noticed that Yanla's pre-announcement was slightly different than Oprah's, and I think marketing played a large part. Yanla's tend to focus more on healing, and Oprah's, I think, kind of started off with a no-holds-barred type of blast statement, which kind of continues that combative nature. And it may or may not have been her doing, but when you have as much control and power over your product as Oprah does, we have to assume that she has some hand in making that decision. But nevertheless, without making further judgment about it, I was intrigued. And I watched the show, and it was really interesting how I was able to see things in my own life and the lives of those of you who are listening and some of my callers, and how you and how we operate and move forward. Yes, Spiritualist Catherine, I saw the show, and it had a profound effect on me. One of those things was how clear Yama was about not knowing who she was. And we see that at that time, you know, the Yama that we knew was on Oprah and eventually did go on to get her own show and then do, what is it, Recovery House or something to that effect. Someone who has all the quote-unquote material outward signs of succeeding, of progress, of making it, and how adamant she was that she could not see herself. She could not see who she really was. So the deeper message for me is that if someone with that level of outward manifestation cannot see the glory of the divine manifestation that was in her path, then how much easier is it for someone like you or I to see? And as a practitioner, on a daily basis, I'm often confronted with the client, the caller, who does not see themselves the way I do, or the way Spiritual Catherine might, who also is a reader. My name, Tachitas, literally means fate, F-A-T-E, and in a sense, the very foundation of my gift and how I operate, my ability to see things forward, backward, but as they truly are in their most authentic state. So I often see the caller, see the need of the person, in a much more advanced place than they're seeing themselves right in that moment. So my goal is often to connect them to that authenticity. That is the foundation of this show, not to sculpt or influence anyone's specific walk, your path, your religion, and indeed not to throw out religion, but to manifest religion, move beyond religiosity, move beyond the copying and the repeating and the masking, and become truly authentic right within the moment. So it was very profound to me how humble Yanla was right from the jump in making it clear that she was still growing, she was still advancing, and her eyes were still being opened, if you will, about who she was and her message and her vision and her ministry. So, of course, I've posted several things on my page since that, watching the show. I actually watched it air twice on satellite in two different time zones. And I've posted several things which have the intent of resonating at a much deeper level than just the surface, than just the realms in which we can easily find debate, and moving more towards an absolute spiritual understanding. As a Pan-African spiritualist, it is in my education, it is in my experience, it is in my right to explore all African-based religious cultures and understandings. People tend to want to claim me for their path, and that's cute in a way, but ultimately I'm not here to support division. I'm not here to support the things that separate us from our experience, from our authenticity, from our power, but to demonstrate for you and with you how that has manifested for me in my path, and teach someone else how to rise above the relative stuff that we're all going to have to fight and debate and maneuver along our daily journey, but indeed move to a more authentic place of manifestation where we can see not only ourselves, with each other authentically, purely. You'll find that there will be less mistakes, less challenges, if you will, if we just surrender to the higher vibration, metaphorically, if you will, symbolically, if you will. Aircraft that travel within a certain distance from Earth, like our helicopters and our airplanes, are subject to turbulence, to weather, to wind, to storms within that atmosphere. But as you rise to a higher level, let's say the spaceships, the satellite, move into a different place where there's less wind, if not no wind, without the relative, constant, ever-changing, cyclical, seasonal currents that we all experience in this linear earth plane dimension. We must ascend, if you will, as the sun god ascend every morning to a higher place, to a higher level of understanding of manifestation, the Akhet is an ancient Egyptian word for the horizon, the physical horizon, but also the spiritual horizon, understanding that they knew we operate in multi-dimensions at once. So we're on the physical plane with our sun, earth, horizon, but we're also dealing with a more spiritual, metaphorical, symbolic understanding of this horizon. And this horizon is just below heaven. And each day, each night we die physically, biologically, spiritually to ourselves and inhabit a world that for many is unfamiliar, the underworld, the dark world, the creative world, the dream world. We are reborn each morning between the sacred peaks of Manu and Baku and rise again as a conscious light being. Oh, we're inhabiting this physical plane dimension temporarily, but indeed we are sun, we are moon, we are light, evolving, reconnecting with a higher awareness, a higher understanding right here and right now. So I challenge you, as I challenge myself, to rise above the relativeness that keeps us in debate, that keeps us in argument, that keeps us from expending that energy that would be used to move us forward, to produce a manifestation that we can all work with and benefit from right here, right now, today, in our present reality. You know, what we do today will lay the foundation for the future, but we've got to begin to do it today and stop putting it off for the future. Isn't the same thing being said about our Social Security? Isn't the same thing being said about our budget? You know, that we're not planning for the future, we're not preparing for the future, but when do we do that? We don't do that by continuing to pass it on and pass it on to the next generation to deal with. At some point, we must put the brakes on this bus and begin to really deal with our stuff, beginning as individuals, then as a collective human body. Again, my live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will attend to you as time and spirit do allow. I'm going to take just a momentary break. I will be forward. All is a blessing. Ashe.
Papa loco mwemla wiagoe, papa loco mwemla. Bena si bade bole si bueno batala wama. Ini boga funu la boje vae de nu.
Thank you.
all is indeed a blessing in divine unity and community. Again, I am honored and humbled by each and every one of your divine being and presence here with us today on the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince, live and in archive at high noon from New Orleans, Louisiana. All of you who are present with me on the phone lines, I am truly grateful for your being, as well as those who are still with us in the live chat, Condoleo, Fire Witch, all of our special guests, Queen B1, and Spiritualist Catherine. And remember, our live listen caller number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number one on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. Another of the posts that I put recently on my Facebook, www.facebook.com/divineprince, was Utterance 372 from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. And this passage deals specifically with some very interesting subject matter in that it's about the second sight or the spiritual sight or the sight after we have died to the body, removes consciousness of our illusion. And if you get a chance, I want you to go to my page and take a look at that and sort of let it marinate. Read it several times over. And I find, at least for me, that I get a very different understanding of it, even deeper level understanding of it each and every time that I go over this passage. But it talks about the second sight, which removes consciousness of our illusions. And I teach and talk every day about our realm, this spherical circle of a reality that we all exist in, is primarily illusionary. It's a matter of perception and projection. And many of the things that we have solidified in our consciousness as real, as reality, are just a part of the relative ever-changing illusion that is this earth plane dimension. So we must begin to examine and re-examine again our language, not just what we allow out of our mouth, but what we are believing and thinking and perceiving unto ourselves. Remember, it is our experience where our power lies, where our spirit lies. It's what makes us individuals, what separates us from animals. Basic animal reality, our experience. So indeed, do not allow your experience to be sullied, to be tainted, to be taken from you as a part of your spiritual growth process and pattern. Know that you are and have all that you need, divinely innate and inherent. I don't care what your path, what your God is, what your religion is. It all begins with the divine creator. And there's a doorway to the divine creator that exists right there with you, within you. So we must begin to, move away from the debate, the banter, the entertainment of religiosity, religion and spirituality, and begin to truly activate and demonstrate what we believe. This battle, if you will, of good versus evil, of light and darkness, goes back to the beginning of human time, human creation and documentation. This journey of choice, if you will, for humanity in every given day, every given moment, our opportunity to ascend the ladder of creation or descend the ladder of creation. I also posted on my page a picture called Meditation. It's basically just a ladder reaching into the sky, and there's this light, like the sun, like divinity, brightest light. And it's, again, a multi-leveled message there. It's not just an interesting photograph, but it also teaches you, if you are paying attention, what meditation really is. And it's a way of ascending, rising above the relative animal nature that we all are, and moving towards a more absolute God-centered reality. This battle, this war, is to take away your divinity. Understand, to remove spirit from revolution, to remove spirit from politics, to remove spirit from your conscious understanding. Because indeed, once that is stripped from you, everything else becomes easy. Once you're convinced that this is all that there is, and there's nothing beyond this reality, your power is being stripped from you. So we must resist the illusion that would dethrone us, if you will, gods and goddesses, that would take your true power, spiritual power. It's more real, more manifest than anything we can imagine and envision here at this first plane level. Area code 918. Your line is open. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Yes. Hello, Divine Prince. This is Spiritualist Catherine, and I'm calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you, thank you. I wanted to touch on a couple of things earlier that you had spoke about, which was the show, the Oprah Winfrey show, and also a little bit about what you were speaking about, people maybe presenting things differently than what they really are, or how you perceive things.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me if I have her name wrong, but I think her name is Ananya. How is that correct?
It's Yanla and then Yanla.
Okay, Yanla. Yes. From the conversation that her and Oprah Winfrey had yesterday, I can see where her perception of with her not being, kept on her show, kept on Oprah's show actually, was different from Oprah's perspective. I do believe that, Oprah had gotten offended. That's just what my spirit tells me, that she was actually offended that, Ananya, had perceived it, that Ananya, that maybe she wanted to move on to bigger and better things, when Oprah had given her this chance, to be on her show. And, and I can see where Oprah stands, where she didn't feel like she was actually ready to continue on in her path or her destiny with the show, I just wanted to, find out, how do you feel about that whole situation there, or can you understand exactly where the other lady was coming from, her side?
I can understand both sides, and I have my own little history. First of all, her name is Iyanla. Iyanla. And Iyanla Van Zandt is a very powerful, well-known spiritualist. That is her calling, is to teach spiritual principle and to sort of read people and understand, if you will. I think that both of the women, I think Yana was a little more forthcoming, I think, with the humility than Oprah was. I would have liked to have seen Oprah be a little bit more humble. And body language played a large role for me. From the very beginning, Yana sort of had her hands clasped together, sort of like you would in prayer, across her lap. Her head was sort of down, and she came out immediately apologetic and humbled. Oprah, on the other hand, had her legs crossed, sort of like you would if you could, like, you know, toss your foot back and forth, you know, kind of a sassy-like leg cross position. And and the finger up, you know, the waving the finger kind of thing. I don't think she ever really surrendered that, indeed, a woman in her position could have been jaded in her view of what was going on with Yolanda. And she may have been, as anybody would who had as much as Oprah, you would be on guard. Everybody's out to get you, to get something from you. So I can understand Oprah being jaded, but I don't think she was able to admit it, at least within that show. Now, that was show number one. They said it would be another show, and maybe we'll see something different down the road. Now my connection to it is, and this hit me at the core during the show. I had already reached out to Yana maybe 2 years ago to be on my show, and she responded and said that she would. Then we never reconnected. So after, you know, as I'm watching the show, I'm able to absorb their experience, as we all do and should be doing. We should be able to learn and understand things without always having to act them out physically ourselves, by being empathic, by being sympathetic, by putting yourself in the other person's shoes. So it became very easy for me to see how signals can be wrong. We live in a society of false communication. Good morning, how you doing, is a false communication. Most of us are not going to tell the truth. Most of us really don't want to know the truth when you ask, good morning, how you doing. So we're in a society. We're already in a situation in this, particularly in the Western culture and all the other cultures in the world who are now trying to become that culture. Communication right off the jump is false. And that's why I think Spirit has really been working with me on this subject matter of language, And I'm not talking about go out and learn other languages, even though that's helpful. I'm talking about, what do we really mean when we're saying it? And what are we hearing? And what is the other person hearing? And that takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort. Counselors, therapists, advisors, we go to school to learn to do that, but we also have to learn to develop natural talent to do that. And by design, I believe, we're all sort of overwhelmed with stimuli, information. Communication is coming at us from every direction. And I think within that, we all become jaded in our ability to hear people where they really are. And you come out of the store and that guy or that girl asks you for loose change, you know, immediately there's a place you go to. Some of you are giving. It doesn't matter to you. You're not processing, you know, where this could be going, what the real motivation is. If you're in the giving lane. Others are in the maybe not so giving lane. Maybe, okay, there's something else going on here and maybe I shouldn't share. So, you know, to answer your question, Spiritualist Catherine, I could. I understood Bianca when she said, you know, she was, you know, two steps out of the country in some overalls. I kind of got what she meant, that she was overwhelmed. You've got Oprah on one side and Barbara Walsh is on the other side. You know, she said she went from poverty to, I think, $3 million. So I understand her also being overwhelmed. And it resonated with me, her saying, I just didn't know. Understand, I didn't know. And all I needed was for you to validate me. And that's something that I've been learning with Sister Abana in her 12-step recovery room about validation. Again, we live in a society, very ego-driven society, and we think we don't need validation. Many of us could not right now on cue say all four of your grandparents' full names, you know, or let alone their parents' names. We're very cut off at the family level, at the community level, in very many ways. And our vehicles, our computers, our residences give us this false sense of security and separation, this illusion of you're here and I'm there. And Yala was very adamant that, you know, I needed you to speak my language. She didn't say that. That's what she was saying. I needed you to speak my language and say, look, girl. And she did say that. Look, girlfriend, you ain't ready. But this is what we want to do. And I totally got that. I totally got that. So it affected me, not just, you know, as any TV show would, but it really affected how I look at my ministry, my consultations, how I interact, what I'm hearing and what people are hearing from me, as well as, again, all the voices around us that we're competing against. I posted something in Scribe the other day about, particularly in the black community, about us not being sensitive, not taking the care, I think, with each other as it relates to our moves, our disposition, our communication, particularly if we're going to buy into, you know, PTSD. We've suffered a great trauma, centuries of trauma. We find a way to navigate work, employers, the judicial system, the tax man, you know, again, the street and angry drivers, but we don't seem to have any sympathy, any compassion, any patience when it comes to ourselves, but also exploring what needs to be fixed. And again, I mean that on a community level, but also on a personal level. And that's what struck me about Iyanla. Here's the woman who's given her life to teaching spiritual principle and understanding, and she's actively working it out right there before your eyes. And that's what I've been kind of saying for the last few days. Just open your eyes. You know, we've got all these prophets and spiritualists, but open your eyes. What is their demonstration? What are you really seeing? Are you really seeing what they're saying manifest in their demonstration, in their behavior? So it was very humbling for me. Again, I got both of them. I think Iyanla was a little more vulnerable than Oprah. I can understand why, but still and all, it was my observation. And I think she was willing to say, you know, look, I made some mistakes. I got confused. She said that. A pill can't fix some things. That was really funny. You know, and she needed to go through that experience to get a different feel. And for me, it took me through that experience without me personally going through it. And today I have a different feel. You may not see it or feel it or experience it just yet on the outside, but it clearly changed for me how I move forward in claiming authenticity. Because if with all she had, like Oprah said, you know, I let you walk my stage, I sat down, what did you think I was doing?
Hey.
She couldn't see that. She wasn't ready to accept her own divinity, if you will. She wasn't ready to accept her connection to God and how God was operating through her at the time. She felt she hadn't earned that. She hadn't worked for that. And we see that in our society, good and evil. We see negative people who seem to have things we feel they shouldn't have because of their negativity. And then we see positive people who may otherwise have gained some things without as much of a struggle as maybe we think we have or should be having. And all of that is relative. I think when we move away from that into the realm of spirit, as Yana said, this is the appointed time. This is the anointed time, not the appointed time. And sometimes you're just called to do, and you have to trust. You have to be faithful. And that requires being fearless in a way that we're sort of warped about in our society. There's a certain fearlessness from the negative side. You know, somebody cuts you off, you know, people might curse, might, you know, just might go there within a second without thinking. But when it comes to our own challenges, our own monsters, those our own demons, they tend to be harder to navigate. And some of us, you know, got hard heads, and we're not trying to hear, and we're not trying to listen. And I'm not averse to that. But be open, spirit, if nothing else. You've got to surrender somewhere. You got to be humble somewhere long enough to hear, even beyond your own voice. You know, it's easy for us to sit back and say, you know, if I was in that situation, I would have understood, and I, you know, Oprah could have kept me around for 20 years, I would have been happy, you know. But I also hear Yana saying that we're not using effective communication. So I'm really impressed with both of their performances, but I was really touched by Yana, how she handled that, and it affects how I move forward.
Yes. The whole experience reminded me of, like you were speaking of, you know, just to be humble, you know, and you know, especially, you know, like you said, we as practitioners and spiritualist ministers, you know, we really do have to be humble with people that come to us. And, and you know, and that show actually just reminded me of that also.
Mm-hmm. And you never know who's watching, who's looking. I have certain practitioners that I work with. We share information. We try and build each other's community, each other's ministry. And we talk about that a lot. You never know who is watching your demonstration. And I have people who've been online with me since 2002, since Yahoo 360, who may have followed me for 3, 4, 5 years before they ever called me on King, before they ever called me online. But it was because of, you know, some people need more time than others. And they saw a consistency. They saw me handle everyday conflicts. They saw me handle challenges. You know, I might not have had money to pay this bill or that bill, and they saw me move beyond. And they decided, okay, whatever that is he's working with, I need to investigate that. So you're right on the money. But I also think, and what was demonstrated in that whole Yana Oprah thing, is you just never know where God is taking you at any given moment. And sometimes we can throw it all away in an instant because we got emotional or we got full of ourselves, you know, or thought we really knew what was happening. Sometimes people will come at us, and we never know what's really going on in their lives. And we are totally detached from the cause, the source of that anger or that tension or that stress. And as spiritualists, we've got to be the demonstrators. We have to. And does that mean that we have to take, you know, certain abuses? Absolutely not. And that was something else that she sort of finished off with. Was that it had to do with her and what she had grown accustomed to and had allowed herself to be treated a certain way. So even when it's happening, it reconfirms itself. When it's not happening, you're looking for it to be happening. So we have to reprogram that, our expectation. And I got to a place where I expected that. You know, I've said this many times. There's a voodoo saying in New Orleans and in Haiti, if God sends you, he will pay your fare. But it took me years to believe that, to understand that, to see that manifestation. Because indeed, if it's meant, we all know if it's meant to be, it'll happen. But that's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It means being authentic from moment to moment to moment. Many are looking for love and are only authentic when they think they found the right man. And then they turn it up and they put on their best dress and they put on their best face. But you must be love 24/7 with or without the extra stimuli. It shouldn't be because you're eliciting a response right in that moment. You know, we don't know at what stage Oprah decided, I have to work with this woman. It could have been the very first day. You know, it could have been months down the road. But, you know, again, I don't think she communicated that openly to Iyanla. And I can understand why she wouldn't have. I don't excuse it, but I can understand why she wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we all have to begin to really reexamine what we're saying, what we really mean when we're saying it, and at least take the time to even consider what people might be hearing from what we're saying. I'm a little put off right now by something I'm hearing in the black community about things have to be dumbed down. You know, we got to keep it real. We got to keep it 100. So that means what? That we're not able to process complex ideas and philosophies and situations? Did we not create many of these complex sciences, philosophies, and demonstrations? So we've got to begin to watch our language. You know, I don't need you to, you know, come down to the street level for me to understand something. And people who are taking that should be offended. I'm ready for something higher. I'm ready for something different. I'm ready for something way beyond what we collectively as a human race are doing right now. And we must begin to speak that actively into our belief system, but ultimately into our demonstration. Are you with me, spiritualist?
Yes, and the demonstration with Iyanla, I'm going to get that name. I do know of her. I know that she's a life coach, but I just have problems with pronouncing her name. But
I understand that she or one of her people might be listening. So I wanted to be clear.
Right.
I'm in the group. But for real, though, it's E, like the letter E.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yawn, like you're tired and you yawn.
Mm-hmm.
Say yawn. Are you with me?
Yes.
Say yawn.
Yawn.
Come on.
La.
Right, there you go.
Okay, I got it now. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful name, by the way.
Yeah. So I'm going to put you on hold unless you had another question, and I'll come back to you, okay?
Okay, thank you, Divine Prince.
Sure. All is indeed a blessing and divine sharing and caring. And again, our live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will get to you momentarily. I'm going to take just a brief break, and I will return after this song. All is a blessing. Ashe.
Papa Bodhi Dal, Bota Bodhiwa, Bati Kata Bouche. Bote la vie nouye, mes amis. Papa Bodhi Dal, Bota Bodhiwa, Bati Kata Bouche. Pa ou fè mes potes, il faut être fort. Joseph Dangerele, il faut être fort. Thank you.
degrees. It feels like 80 degrees in New Orleans. I think winter is over for us, which only acts to boost my energy level and activity. So I'm finding myself becoming more and more engrossed in the work and in the ministry with each and every warm day that we have. I'm going to go now back to the phone lines. Erica 323, Goddess, Mother of Orisha.
God, peace and blessings, Mother. Hello, can you hear me?
Well, some blessings. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I wanted to comment on what you said about how you're upset with the Black community with the way they're behaving now, or whatever they're saying. And I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm not the only one who feels the same way. And it needs to be understood that, especially with the armchair revolutionaries, that everyone cannot be a soldier. Because with them, everything seems to be urgent right away. This has to be
mm-hmm.
done. Everything has to be a physical altercation. And if they want to take it to the street level, that's their own. I can do it either way, street level or spiritual, but I'd rather do it in a spiritual way because I haven't matured over the
mm-hmm.
45 years old, for goodness sake. So the street level doesn't work. And when you're at the street level yelling and screaming what all those cats do on YouTube, on their YouTube channels, no one listens. You know, you become
mm-hmm.
the clown, the performer, the coon, and they're not even seeing that. And I just had to say that, and they're going to be angry, and they're going to come at me, and that's okay because I'm ready. I've been wanting to say this for the longest. And finally now I have
yeah.
four minutes. That's a neutral way I can express this.
Well, I most certainly appreciate your call. We definitely have to move from a place of talk to a place of action. And, in fact, I wanted to I'm going to mute you, Rip, for a moment and come back to you if you have another comment or question. I wanted to talk today about carnelian. I've been doing a lot of work with carnelian stone, and this is a very popular stone in Africa. I believe it often goes by other names. Even in its biblical representation, it often was referred to under other names. But carnelian is a stone of action. Carnelian is a variety of chalcedony that exists brown, red, orange colors. And it's an ally whose energy sparks action and movement towards one's goals, plans, and dreams. Carnelian's frequency resonates on the physical level cleansing the blood, stimulating the creative and reproductive energies, and encouraging us to utilize our physical energies to effect change. Carnelian reminds us of the balance between connecting with the divine and actually taking action on the guidance and inspiration we have received. We cannot sit back and continue to wait for the universe to do it for us. We must take initiative and signal the universe by our actions that we are truly prepared to do what it takes to achieve our goals. The saying, God helps those who help themselves, speaks to this energy of action. We are co-creators with the divine. And while divine inspiration and impetus is key to our ability to create on the physical plane, it will get us nowhere if we do not take the initiative and act upon our guidance. Another aspect of the energy of Carnelian is its ability to strengthen and fortify the physical body, enhancing the flow of the life force energy and its expression through the physical and its expression through physical vitality. Some people call that the chi force. Our physical bodies are the houses or temples, if you will, of our spirit. So when we neglect the physical, we are also neglecting the temple in which our spirit resides during this lifetime. And often, when addressing blockages, but also demonstration, we have to consider what we are eating. A lot of this anger, goddess, mother of Orisha, this tension, it's fueled by the BS that a lot of people are still continuing to consume and eat. And you cannot say, I don't know what your religion is, I don't know what your, you know, I don't care what your spiritual practice is, you cannot say that you are growing, that you are evolving, that you are manifesting your highest good and vibration if you're not feeding your body the right stuff. You know, we have to stop eating garbage and expecting different results. And
that's
we must
true.
Start, and we must start young. You know, when children are born, you know, we must begin to ingrain in them the taste for and the desire for legitimate food. A lot of what we're eating is
live food, raw live food. Yes, definitely. I agree with that. My daughter has never eaten garbage, ever. Ever. She's almost two. She doesn't even know what candy tastes like. She'll probably never know.
Yeah, that's a blessing. You're breaking up a little bit. I don't know what's going on your end. I know you're calling from California, and your signal is probably going to New York and then back. But I got you on mute again. There's something going on with your phone, goddess. And now your call dropped. So, yeah. So just call me back when you get it together. I'm here for you. So Carnelian energy resonates again with the physical levels of our being, focusing our attention upon the state of our spiritual house, our body temple, if you will. And we can strengthen our connection to the divine by strengthening the physical structure which supports our spirit. Eating properly, getting necessary rest, getting the proper amounts of fluid and water, exercising, being exposed to the sun, being exposed to fresh air, getting outside of our artificial habitat and moving about nature and creation and allowing it to regenerate us, motivate us toward a more energized vibratory pattern where we can indeed manifest those things both materially, physically, and spiritually that we are desiring to move towards. Carnelian has called upon us today to remind us of our course of action. Seeking spiritual guidance and advice is the first step to creating your reality, but the second and most important step is to take action upon the inner guidance. Without action, there is no creation, and we have chosen to come into this world in order to learn to co-create with the universe. Do not fear action because of the possibility of failure. There is no failure, just as there are no mistakes. Each action that you take leads you to a learning experience. Every learning experience that you have adds to the store of wisdom that you can share with others and leads you closer to the goal of self-understanding. Listen to your higher guidance. Open yourself to the path that the universe is clearing and providing for you, and take a step towards manifestation. Carnelia has come to guide us along our path of action. And Cornelian vibrates at the navel chakra, at the energy will center, if you will, and its affirmation is, I am willing to create my reality. And remember, as I strive to remind you of and share with you each and every day, that we are God and Goddess co-creators of our reality. We are made in the image and likeness of our Creator, so we embody aspects of all those qualities. We have control. We are not victims. We are not pawns in the process of life, but co-creators in its ultimate manifestation. Your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your might, of your magnificence, of your inner wisdom, of your experience. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, transform, and overcome, you too inspire others to change, transform, and to overcome. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us your most divine light and spark of that most true and perfected self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And remember with me your most perfect light body and consciousness. Remember, you do have creative allowance to recreate and create the environment, the life, the love you need, seek, and desire for ultimate manifestation. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment in time. I ask that divine spirit bring me into union with you, with myself, with all of creation. For we are indeed one body, one spirit. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of divine presence and my divine presence. And allow me to clearly perceive the light, the love, the vibration, the guidance, the voice of spirit, if you will, and walk with me into my mysteries, replacing my fears with faith, knowing, and understanding. Give us the capacity to abide the mysteries put along our path. I give up the need to know why and control why things happen as they do, and I surrender my will to a higher divine will and understanding. And allow me to feel that divine presence and will as much in change and transformation as in peace, tranquility, happiness, success. Show me the purpose for which I have been born and align my energies to my divine purpose, our divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept the challenges that develop the real me. Speed my evolution show me things energetically rather than having always to live them out in physical earth plane law and dimension. Let us learn by seeing, hearing, before we manifest by doing. Take away the distractions of false voices, the illusions, and misconceptions. Remove all the blocks. I even me. Show us our shadow side and what we are here to learn in becoming balanced and conscious being. Help us to develop honor, creativity, integrity, commitment, compassion, harmony, mercy, and endurance. I call my divine spirit back into our present time, place, dimension, time, space, dimension for immediate revelation and manifestation. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place, like the universe itself. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. And my life is in divine order as it unfolds according to purpose and divine plan. I do not strive to gain the things that you desire. I do not strive to gain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, before me, and for me. And I release my grip, my control, my illusion of control on life. I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences. And as the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace, divine peace, serenity, and tranquility. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them all. And when problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit. For I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in time. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal. For my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, my ego, they speak and come to me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in divine and magical ways, unexpected ways, and obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity, tranquility, and knowing. My path forward becoming clearer and clearer. And every day, in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious. As I trust in the natural flow of spirit, I resist nothing, I yearn for nothing, I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. What you think, feel, say, or do, and like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creator, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am part of the vast and unified whole. I am in divine balance. I am complete. I'll be forward momentarily, all in blessing. Ashe. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. not mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always
Thank you. die.